Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. When it comes to choosing proteins at the grocery store, support of beef remains strong. With banking uncertainty, interest rates increasing, and inflation, consumers continue to choose beef, according to Brad Coima of Coima-Verilich Trading Incorporated, based in Sioux City, Iowa. He says part of it might be pork not portraying flavor in what he says is a poor marketing campaign with pork the other white meat. But he says there are other factors at play.
One of the constants that we'd seen before COVID was this relationship of how much beef do you sell at an H&R hotel restaurant business and how much you sell retail through your Hy-Vee, Fairway, whatever, okay, Costco, Walmart. And that percentage, some people estimate, may have changed 10 to 12% during COVID. In other words, we regained a whole bunch of the retail business, you know, where people watched a YouTube video, I suppose, learned how to cook a steak outside on a grill and found out that it was actually pretty good. In fact, maybe it was better than what they could buy at a restaurant, and they could probably do it twice a week for what it cost them to do it, you know, to go out.
Additionally, he says household economics may be a reason for the strong beef demand.
Where you've got a group of people, I think, who are in an economic level that they say, yeah, I'm going to have a ribeye. I don't care what it costs. You know, maybe I'm being a little exaggerated for effect, but I do think there's a bit of that too.
Plus, Coima says foreign demand is good.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.